Imagine a Saturday morning filled with the sounds of strings, winds, percussion, and even a kazoo. Imagine kids performing side by side with adults. Beginners sharing a stage with virtuosos. And imagine that every single note played is raising money to make sure another child, who otherwise couldn't afford it, gets to learn an instrument. That is not a dream. This Saturday, it's happening right here in Omaha.
All of us at Music Marathon for Music Education are musicians ourselves, and we all recognize firsthand the transformative impact that music education can have on people's lives.
That's Winston Snyder, an 18-year-old composer from Omaha. He and his younger sister co-founded Music Marathon for Music Education, an event molded after the Miracle Networking Dance Marathon. Instead of dancing, participants perform consecutive back-to-back musical sets to raise money for access to music education. All proceeds go directly to the String Sprouts program at the Omaha Conservatory of Music, a program that provides instruments and lessons to children at little or no cost to families. The results speak for themselves. Kids in the program show stronger language skills, better hand and eye coordination, and sharper problem-solving abilities.
Music education doesn't just have the power to change kids' lives, it has the power to change the future. And that's why we believe all kids deserve the opportunity to learn and play an instrument.
Winston's own story is remarkable. He started piano lessons exactly 29 days after his fifth birthday, November 1st, 2012. Within months, he was composing his first piece, a solo piano called Snowman, Snowman, Don't You Melt. By the age of 8, he was a classical kid here at KBNO. And at just 14 and 15, he composed an anniversary repertoire that was premiered by the Omaha Symphony at their season-opening Masterworks concert in 2022, written to celebrate KBNO's 50th anniversary.
What would happen is I would experiment with the pieces I was playing at the time, one hand in one key and a different hand in another key with different articulation. And so I would just kind of experiment in a lot of different ways with the pieces I was playing. And then one day, I guess it occurred to me, why don't I start coming up with my own ideas? So that's how my compositional journey began.
Now a senior in high school, Winston is preparing to leave Omaha for college to study music composition. He's still waiting on a few final decisions, but wherever he lands, the path is clear. Composition is, as he puts it. But before he goes, he's leaving something behind. A community event that has grown 44% from year one to year two, and he has raised nearly $10,000.
We've even had xylophonists perform, we've had ukulele players, and even a guzheng player, which is a traditional Chinese instrument.
This Saturday, March 28, the Omaha Conservatory of Music opens its Smith Recital Hall from 10 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon.
Whether you'd like to perform yourself or whether you'd just like to stop by and enjoy a wide variety of great performances, we'd love to see you there.
More information is available at Music Marathon, the number 4, musiceducation.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.